Stand on the box and hold the water. Let that cold, muddy water run in there and throw the mud in on it.
Speaking of, you ready to roads? Roads was what I wanted to ask you about. When they first began to improve roads, what was the first thing that they did to them in the way of improving them?
You mean after the roads were already laid out?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, the first thing they would do would be to take what I told you last night, the road slips.
Uh-huh.
This is a big old enormous scoop,
mm-hmm.
maybe so
mm-hmm.
wide.
Mm-hmm.
With handles that the man held onto and hooked the team onto a
mm-hmm.
bale like. And these roads had sag holes, mud holes, we call them. And wherever the mud holes were, well, they'd dig these ditches and put this dirt in to build the holes up, see?
Oh, I see.
And get them to somewhere near a level.
Uh-huh.
And then later years, well, they got the old road graders. Similar to the ones they have now, but they were pulled by teams.
Mm-hmm.
And they would go into each one of these ditches and pull dirt
mm-hmm.
in there and drag it off to a level.
Mm-hmm.
And that continued until they graveled them.
Oh, I see. And then when they graveled them, did they have to put something down on the before that to make the gravel stick to the road
mm-hmm.
or anything?
No,
they just put gravel?
It just embeds itself into the ground.
Just, I see. Mm-hmm. Well, if you were talking about a road that was just out in the country, a little road that goes off from the main road, what would you call it?
Well, some of them call them lanes,
mm-hmm.
and some of them call them access roads.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That word came along later.
That was mostly, later, yeah.
Mostly they were lanes,
uh-huh.
you know, that would lead up to a house, home, or to into a man's farm.
Oh, or into a man's farm.
Or he had maybe. He and his team was the only ones that get in there.
Oh,
they
I
were
see.
Just lanes, they would call them.
Mm-hmm.
Not a public thoroughfare at all.
Mm-hmm.
Not
a
wasn't
public
even
road.
Maintained by the county.
Uh-huh.
So it's just a, if it went up to the home, the people, owners or renters maintained it or let it go, whichever they would choose. And if it went into the farm, it is strictly up to the farmer to make that road passable.
Something along the side of a street for people to walk on.
You mean the sidewalks?
What was that? What material? What was that made from?
Well, I remember here in Bay when we had board sidewalks.
Oh, really?
And then, along about 1916 or 17, when I was about 8 years old, something like that, they built two or three walks on the main street over here out of this ground up chat, white
mm-hmm.
chat. And then along about in the 20s, in the early 20s, they began to make concrete sidewalks.
Uh-huh.
But I remember plenty of boardwalks around.
Oh, you do?
Grass growing up between the cracks.
Grass growing up between it. Well, now, have you ever seen a sidewalk that would have there'd be the sidewalk and then a strip of grass and then the street?
Yeah.
Strip of grass. Do you know a name for that strip of grass?
No.
Ever heard that? Okay. This next part's about expressions that people might use. If you've been walking along the road and a mean dog jumps out, you might pick up a...
Well, whatever you get hold of, a club or limb.
Or maybe something like, or maybe a rock.
That would depend on where you was walking.
Uh-huh.
If you was in a rocky country, certainly you'd pick up
a rock.
And
then
I try and think around here.
Oh,
if you're just on a plain old dirt country road,
yeah.
You'd run.
Oh, then you'd run. You would never. Yeah, you probably would never run. Well, now, if you were talking about a rock, would you probably say you picked up a rock and then you
threw it?
And
then run.
Okay.
Maybe.
And then, yeah. And if somebody came to visit you, you might say, well, just sit down and make yourself
at home. That's
and
an old expression.
Now, if you were talking about putting milk in coffee, you'd say some people like coffee. If they do want milk in it, you'd say they like their coffee.